I'm going to ask you to respond with me as we give opportunity. I'm not going to preach tonight. Just share with you simple plan of salvation. How you can come from death unto life. How that you can enter a building like this tonight, lost and on your road to despair, to ruin, to hell. And go out of this building tonight on your way to heaven, to glory, and to blessings eternal. How simple God has made it, that though a man be a wayfaring man, and he be a fool, it's so simple, he need not err therein. He can trust and obey and be eternally saved. I'm going to ask you to do some things tonight that God will enable you to do. When fear rises up within you and you say, I just don't think I knew that. I don't think this is for me. Then you rebuke yourself and the devil who's talking to you and comply with what God wants you to do. Not what a preacher wants you to do, but with what God wants you to do. That's why I want you to do it. I'm His messenger and His ambassador to come and bring the truth to you to do it. I'm going to ask you this question. Think it quietly, soberly. Do you admit tonight that you are a sinner? Do you admit tonight that you're a sinner? If you do, listen to this. If you don't, listen to this, and then I want your response. Romans 3:10 says, there's none righteous. How many? None. None righteous. No, not one. Romans chapter 3 and 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, if you'll agree to that, and say to me, this night, I have sinned. Well, you just stand to your feet right where you are. I'm standing to mine. I'm standing to mine. I've sinned. I know I have. Not because you said it only, but you helped me to understand just how real it truly is. All right, you remain standing for just a moment. My Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Separation from God. Separation from life. If it wasn't anything beyond that, that would be hell in itself. But there is also the place of the damned where the wages will be paid as you die eternally. All right, while you're standing, do you believe God has provided only one way to escape this awful condition or position that He's described? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Why? That whosoever believeth in Him, that whosoever believeth in Him, and that's simple, should not perish, should not pay this awful consequence, but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8 says, Christ died for us. Oh, what a way of escape. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way. No one comes to the Father but by me. In Romans 10:9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. John 1 and 12 tells us that if we receive Christ, He will give us the right to become saved from sin. Do you believe that tonight? If you do, I want you to step out from wherever you are and come up here and stand across this front. God wants you to do that. I believe that with all my heart tonight. Just come on, unashamed, without hesitation. Take in here. You're not joining the church. You're just coming to make a public profession of your faith that Jesus died for you, and you know He's the only way that you can go to heaven. And you want to go to heaven. You want your sins forgiven. You want to be one of His and have everlasting life. All right, what you're doing now is, 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. That we're not saved by works, and Titus, he says, of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saves us. Then, simply with heads bowed and eyes closed, everyone, the Lord entered into my life 63 years ago, this upcoming summer. I've been a child of God ever since and behaved as good as I should have. I'm a sinner yet, but I'm saved by grace. And He forgiveth all my sins and blotteth out all my transgressions. And I'm asking you tonight, just like I'm doing, you've been a Christian a long time or a short time. You've been saved for just a little while, for a long while. If you'll just tonight, out of your heart, call upon the Lord, do it quietly within your heart. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then the Bible tells us that with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God would have us to believe with our heart that Jesus died for us, that He was buried, that He rose again. And if we believe that He did that, He's promised and He cannot lie that we will be saved. And thank God tonight, right where you're standing, that Jesus is your Savior. You say, but I haven't done anything to get saved. That's just it. When we quit doing and let Him do, He gets the job done. We just accept Him. You've done that tonight. I want everyone standing here for these few moments to know that God has brought you to this point, this place that you feel. You're not here because you've been talked into it. You're not here because you're pleasing some friend with whom you've come. But you're here because God has arranged for you to be here. And you've responded to His appeal. And give Him thanks for it. And go forth believing, knowing that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner, shall be saved. You've done that. You're saved for time, for eternity. Brother Pastor, look around and see the people and take charge of the invitation, if you will, please, sir.